National Philanthropy Day is November 15th, and the Southeastern Tennessee chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals will be honoring local volunteers at a luncheon on November 19th. I spoke with Linda Levine to learn more about the organization and the local honorees. National Philanthropy Day is a day when everyone celebrates or at least thinks about giving back to the community in one way or another, working with a nonprofit, volunteering, or actually donating funds. How are we celebrating National Philanthropy Day in Chattanooga?
The Association of Fundraising Professionals organization, which is a professional organization of people in Chattanooga who raise money and work with donors and volunteers professionally, does the luncheon called the National Philanthropy Day Luncheon. And it is a way that we honor specifically, we give awards out to those who have really shown leadership in Chattanooga, not only in raising money, but leading others to help their organizations and all the many nonprofits that we take for granted.
Chattanooga is known for just amazing number of nonprofits in forms of museums as well as organizations, church organizations, and specifically agencies and organizations that reach out and help those in need.
Yes, very much so. It's the Chattanooga way, isn't it? We are known for our per capita giving in this community. And in fact, many years ago when I lived in Kentucky in another community, they talked about Chattanooga and about the United Way here and about how successful the whole community was of raising money. It was a city that people looked to of how it should be done and how people should give back. And so we really want to celebrate and thank people for their continued commitment to philanthropy and our community.
I would say that philanthropy is the cornerstone or in the very foundation of rebuilding Chattanooga from the dirtiest city to an absolute gleaming jewel that's known internationally for its philanthropy. And not only that, but its growth and the beauty. And it all comes from people who gave back from the aquarium, the Children's Discovery Museum, and other museums and areas downtown, the river parks that people get together and voluntarily help keep clean, from the just very basic giving just a little to those who give a whole lot.
Especially when you look at the fact that the aquarium, the Creative Discovery Museum, the riverfront was largely done by individual donations. In a lot of communities, it's mostly government-funded, some of those museums or institutions or real changes in the community. But in Chattanooga, people give from their own pockets to make their community a better place.
It's part of what saved the Walnut Street Bridge from destruction and turned it into one of the longest walking bridges in the country.
Absolutely. And all those names are lined up on the bridge. It's fun to look at them as you walk by.
Now, this luncheon is to honor those, as you said, that have gone that extra bit in terms of professional fundraising. Are you willing to say who the recipients are?
And we actually have several categories. And these people are volunteers. They are not themselves professional fundraisers, with the exception of one. We added a new award this year for the Nonprofit Professional of the Year to recognize someone who has given 10 or more years of their career to raising money for other organizations and also been a real leader in that. So Pete Cooper with the Community Foundation is being honored as our very first recipient for that, because Pete is known not only for how much money that he has raised for the Community Foundation and being on boards, but he's the one people call for advice and to go see when they have situations in their own organizations or want some just real good advice, and he's always great to give his time to others to help mentor others. Then we have an award called the Philanthropic Impact Award, and that is going to Dr. and Mrs. Jim Osborne, who started the Austin Hatcher Foundation, which serves children with cancer. And that organization really has grown tremendously in the few years it's been around, and they've actually started another branch in Birmingham, I believe, or somewhere in Alabama. Then we have the Philanthropic Volunteers of the Year, and this is going to Zan Gary and Dr. Bill Stacy, who are just a dynamic duo of fundraising and leadership in our community. They have raised together. We did them together because they work as a team a lot for the United Way, for Baylor School, for Memorial Hospital, and their expansion, as well as many other organizations. And they've really led campaigns and led others to reach out and raise that money. The Corporate Philanthropist of the Year is going to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, who has sponsored many organizations and events throughout the whole community, Ronald McDonald House, United Way, Creative Discovery Museum, Artsville, just so many that they give not only their advertising in the paper, but also support the causes. We have a Youth in Philanthropy Award this year, which is going to a young lady named Anna Carroll. She's a senior at GPS. And her mother passed away from ovarian cancer about a year or two ago. And so she used that as an opportunity to honor her mother and to give back and raised $25,000, created a fund in her honor, and gave that money to the Children's Advocacy Center, because the point of her foundation, her mother's name, is to help children and especially those that are in crisis. So it's really great to see such a young lady already being heavily involved in philanthropy in the community. So those are the people we are honoring from the organization that have been nominated and we really felt like deserved special recognition. But organizations can get a table and they can honor someone from their own and bring them in, and we will be listing them and noting their support of those organizations as well. So it really becomes a community of recognition for that day.
Proceeds from the luncheon will come back to the community through training offered by the Association of Funding Professionals.
This is National Philanthropy Day, but it also raises money for our association, and we use this money to create just exceptional programs and training for those who are in the field of fundraising so that they can improve the fundraising in their own organizations. So it's even going further. It's going back and helping train up-and-coming fundraisers and helping those organizations reach their philanthropy and fundraising goals.
These training sessions, are they available through the Center for Nonprofits or is it available separately?
It's available through the Association of Fundraising Professionals. We are in partners often with the Center for Nonprofits. We bring speakers in from all over the country that are experts in different ways in fundraising and marketing.
The 2013 National Philanthropy Day Luncheon honoring local philanthropic efforts will be held Tuesday, November 19th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Chattanooga Hotel Ballroom. Corporate tables are still available. Advance registrations are encouraged by November 8th. Visit the Around and About blog at wutc.org for links to more information about the 2013 National Philanthropy Day Awards Luncheon. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.